For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Turkish officials are now leaking details of an audio recording of the capture, torture, and death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The recording happened inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey. New York Times reporter David Kirkpatrick is in Istanbul, and he now provides the grisly details of what can be heard on the recording.
We're learning today from Turkish officials about an audio tape that contains evidence that Mr. Khashoggi was detained quickly after he entered the consulate, that his fingers were chopped off, that he was dismembered, that the gore was so egregious that the consulate asked them to take it outside.
He said of the 15 suspects named by Turkish authorities, four appear to have close ties to the Saudi crown prince. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
In a new poll, American Catholics give Pope Francis poor marks for his handling of the sex abuse scandal. Survey manager Fred Backus.
One in four Catholics now say the abuse reports have made them personally question whether they would remain in the Catholic Church. Just 9% said this back in 2010. This rises to a third of younger Catholics between the ages of 18 and 44. They're more likely to personally question whether they will remain in the Church.
More than 2,000 migrants continue to make their way to the U.S. The growing caravan of Central American refugees are making their way slowly to the U.S. despite threats from the White House. President Trump says he'll cut off aid to several countries, including Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, if those countries fail to stop the caravan. Guatemalan President Jimmy Morales says he rejects any conditions on foreign aid. The caravan must still go through Mexico to get to the U.S. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way back to the States. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way back to the United States after a quick trip to Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Pompeo hoped to get some answers regarding the Washington Post columnist who disappeared inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The secretary did say he was pleased with the conversations had in Saudi Arabia.
They made a commitment to hold anyone connected to any wrongdoing that may be found accountable for that, whether they are a senior officer or official. They promised accountability for each of those persons whom they determine as a result of their investigation deserves accountability.
It's now legal to smoke marijuana in Canada. But U.S. border officials warn people not to try to bring it home. WWJ's Vicki Thomas reports.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection stressing that nothing has changed on this side of the border. Director of Field Operations for Michigan, Christopher Perry, says it's still illegal here under federal law.
Penalties could involve seizure. They could involve financial penalties.
What about taking pot to Canada?
In general, the transportation of marijuana to Canada and from Canada to the U.S. would be illegal in both countries.
Vicki Thomas for CBS News, Detroit.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.